Well, obviously, we have a unique set of circumstances here, this week at Mizzou that we're experiencing. And there's really no playbook for that. You got to rely on your 25 years of being a head football coach. I think our team's doing well, considering. Obviously, there's potential for big distractions. You know, we certainly know that. And that's where I think you rely on the leadership of your football team to make sure that doesn't happen. By the way, BYU is an excellent team. They're strong on both sides of the ball. We got our hands full. They're really, Bronco's done a great job with that program. They're a very well-coached, disciplined football team. And they've lost their starting quarterback at the beginning of the year, and a freshman come in that's playing very, very well. And they're a very, very good football team. We had a good practice yesterday, lots of enthusiasm. We're going to be playing at Arrowhead Stadium. You know, it's a, historic NFL stadium. And, certainly our Kansas City kids, that grew up in Kansas City, we have a lot of them, drove by that thing since they've been 2 years old. And now it's going to be, for the first time, most of them will have an opportunity to play in that stadium. So we're excited about that. And, we're looking forward to playing the game.
First up, we have Bob Holt, New York Sun Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I understand this week maybe these are unique circumstances in college football, but a lot of times when there's adversity, it bonds a team, pulls them together, and maybe they do things people didn't expect. Do you get any sense from that about your team heading into this game?
Well, I think you would like to think so. I mean, I really don't know. I think it's, kind of a circle of wagons you're talking about type thing, and, we're going to protect each other and that type thing. I think that, that's certainly, I certainly hope it goes that way. I really trust the leadership of our team. Obviously, the coaches, we got to do a great job. But, this is, but they're also such a good football team. If you're not ready to play, then, it's going to be difficult. So hopefully the things you said will come true, and I have no reason to believe that won't.
You obviously didn't get your normal prep time. How good do you feel about how you guys are prepared?
I think for the most part we're pretty good. We just lost a little bit on Sunday, not very much. Mondays our players have the day completely off. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practices. You got the game. You got walkthroughs and things that we do on Saturday morning and also on Friday. So I think we got a lot of that done. The bigger concern, I think, as a head football coach is the video study, not that we do, but that they do on their own. And we get that. They all have it on their iPads so they can watch that. And there's, it takes a lot to mentally make sure you get yourself the right frame of mind to play, too. Those are more, with all the distractions that are going on, those are the things more that I'm concerned about. We'll practice well. I know that. Can we lock in and focus so we can play our best? And that's really part of the, your first question you had. Hopefully we can do that.
Next is Ralph Russo of the Associated Press.
Hi, Gary. Couple of quick things. Did you ask your staff at all to maybe spend, I know there's only so much time you can spend with your guys, but to be maybe a little more active with your guys over the yesterday when they came back to the facility, when they came back to practice, when they were around, just to sort of get a better feel of how these guys are doing and maybe just, again, create a little more of that unity that you guys have sort of leaned on throughout this last couple of days.
Yeah, I think anytime you're going through something like this, your sensitivity is important. You got to be very sensitive to everybody's feelings. I think you also, you have to, show your concern for your players all the time. I think communication is huge. Staying in touch, calling them, texting them, you okay? Can I help you? All those things that I think are real important to let them know that you care. And I think that's the approach we've taken.
One just quick follow-up. I know it's looking back a little bit, which I'm sure you're probably not loving to do, but when you met with the team on Saturday or with those players on Saturday, did you suggest at all any other ways of supporting the movement that they wanted to support, the person that they wanted to support, without not playing? Was there any other ideas that came up that say, hey, we can do this instead of you guys?
Yes, Then I said that at the news conference on Monday that we tried to find a couple alternatives. You know, they were very, very emotional, the players that were with him, and really felt a sense of urgency. But one was to, you know, have the team walk through campus in unity, you know, in a support of him. We talked about, you know, sticker on the helmet support. You know, just a couple other things like that. We tried, and I mentioned this on Monday too. So, but it was just not gonna be. These guys were really emotional and they were scared, and it was significant, and the only way you can understand it if you were there and you felt it.
Sure. Thanks, Derek.
You bet.
Next is David Morrison, the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Hey Gary, how do you think the players are doing as far as, I guess, compartmentalizing and focusing on the game rather than everything that is going on campus right now?
Well, you know, that's that's a million-dollar question, you know, right now, and that's always going to be the concern. You know, our campus, there was a lot of social networking of misinformation about our campus last night, and for the most part, it's my understanding that the campus was very calm. But there was a lot of misinformation. There was one particular person that the police caught that was suggesting, you know, some real violent things happen around here, and they caught that guy, which is really good. Did a great job. So you're sitting home on a normal, you know, Tuesday night, and you know, there's nothing normal about that. You'd be watching your video, doing your homework, getting all your stuff done, and all this stuff's going on. Yeah, you're right. I'm really concerned. You know, and we're going to address that as a football team today, and you know, we're going to go out and get a good practice.
Do you feel, have you gotten a sense from your African-American players if they still feel comfortable or safe at the university right now?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. It could be both, African-American or white players. It's not. I don't think it's a really who would be safe and who would not feel safe. I mean, you know, that I'm sure that they're, because of the social networking, not really what happened. You said the campus and security was really good last night. It was great, from my understanding. But you know, it's just with all the stuff that you get in social networking now, you don't know what's true and what's not true. And you know, rumors can be passed around, for an hour that you think this ugly thing has happened and it really hasn't. So to me, that's the most difficult thing.
Thank you.
Next is Dave Matta, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Gary, what is you and your staff, kind of the message to recruits and your commitments that just might have questions about the climate on campus and how things have kind of unfolded lately?
Well, I talked to five of our players that have committed last night, and they were fired up. They were excited. Well, the theme I'm getting from them is that you care about your players. You know, and you know, that's what you told us. This is a family atmosphere, and it's obviously that you do that. And you know, a couple players last night. My mom and dad are very, very proud of Mizzou for doing the right thing for the kids.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll wrap you up with Todd Palmer, the Kansas City Star.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How closely were you monitoring what was going on campus last night, and were you hearing from players that were concerned? Were you trying to kind of tamp down some of the rumors, or is this kind of an ongoing thing for you right now?
Well, last night was the first time we had, you know, that situation. But like I said before, I think you're real sensitive to your players. They got our phone numbers. We got theirs. We text. They call a coach. They're concerned. Coach calls them back or they text. You know, I just think it's hugely important is communication. But, you know, with all the things out there, you could see that, you know, anybody could feel, you know, scared and you know, not very secure. I mean, so I think most people just stayed in and kind of bunkered up. And you know, it's unfortunate all that social networking is the way it is. But I actually don't have an answer for that.
And have you been hearing from parents of current players that were worried, in addition to talking to recruits or anything?
I got a note from our trainer, a note from Russell Hansbrough's mother, and she said, you know, so proud of that Russell's there, and that that you take care of my son. That's one. I mean, I think there's been some others, certainly with other coaches.